As it's laid out in the big book, with the help of a big book step study sponsor, a loving God, made all the amendments available to me to make it this time, and living in steps 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my ability. And I'm grateful to be here. Isabel had signed up and then discovered she had a conflict, and so I signed up last week to step in. And I'm delighted. This is a really fun step to talk about. The step sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Meditation, when you read this doesn't sound like much like meditation that many of us either have experienced or read about in recent years. Sometime in the mid-60s or so, the Beatles came back from India, or they had a guru, and they were learning transcendental meditation, and that's still alive and well today. There are a lot of people who do that same transcendental meditation today. Well, this is nothing like, there are many, many ways and teachings on meditation today that at least some of us are probably taking advantage of or might want to know more about. But that's really not meditation as it's in these pages. So I was able to find a couple definitions. In the 1943 Webster's, it said, well, the act of meditating, close or continued thought, the turning or revolving of a subject in the mind. That's kind of the sense that I had when I was a youngster. Serious contemplation, mental reflection, often specifically thought devoted to religious subjects, but thought. And then in 1962, I really like this, solemn reflection on sacred matters as with the devotional. So solemn reflection, not quite meditation, but that's why this focus is a little different. Even Bill, in some of his later writings, had kind of an early thing on what I would call guided meditation, but that was some years later. One thing I thought I'd share. I said I'm an alcoholic and a food addict, and last week when Don was here, I won't try to quote what he said, but it reminded me of an old saying we had in AA. I came for my drinking and stayed for my thinking. But food addicts have one too. It's called I came for my vanity and stayed for my sanity. So I like that, and I thought I'd just share that one. And then what was it that today I learned about the two blondes that were driving to Orlando to go to Disney World? And they saw a sign that said, Disney World left. And so they cried and turned around and went home.
That's okay. Off color.
All right, yeah, I know, I know. I hope I didn't offend anybody.
Me, I used to be.
Okay, so now let's get into the book here before I run out of time. Okay, 86, bottom of 86, top of, it says, better men and women are using prayer constantly. And, you know, that's a good word because Paul in his letters, at a couple places, one is he talks about pray continuously, and another place, pray constantly. So that's people who have been raised up that way. There are powerful examples in our world of people who really do make a prayer, that do pray constantly in their own way, or made life a prayer, which is, to me, that's kind of my own goal, to become someone that can make my whole life a prayer. So the next one talks about when we retire at night. And I don't think I'm alone in this. I can remember we had an AA intergroup in Baltimore, and they gave us this little card about this big, and it was called the 10th Step Checklist. And it was intended to be what you did at night upon, when you were retiring. And here I'm reading in the book, and this is not a 10-step checklist, but really rather a direction, directions from step 11. So we constructively review our day, and I think leading to improvements and advances is constructive. Leading to improvements and advances. And here are familiar words to those of us who have done a lot of writing on our four-step. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, and afraid? The only word that changes from the four-step writing is self-seeking, and that's because we're writing on our resentments. So, but anyway, and then do we owe an apology, etc. But here's a line that I love. Were we kind and loving toward all? That has been so important to me. First of all, to reflect on that, but really to try to live that, to do my best every day to be kind and loving toward all. And I thought, I was meeting with a sponsee recently who he's kind of what you call bipolar, and lately he's been in this manic stage, and it's been going on for quite a while, several months. And what I've discovered is when you're manic, at least, and I'm not a psychologist, but I see it in him, and I believe it's true, that you're high, you have all this energy, you've kind of lost some weight, you feel, you know, you're go, 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 don't sleep a lot, but underlying that is anger. And that's what I see come out in him, whereas depression, the opposite, the depressive part, as we know, anger turned inward, but right now the anger is very much on the surface. And so he said, I'm tired of being nice to everybody. And I thought the difference between nice and, there is a difference between nice and kind. And I looked them up, and one of the primary synonyms for kind is considerate. But not, it is kind of, you can find that for nice, but not as a primary one, just as a kind of way down. And I found that kind is a synonym for nice, but nice is not a synonym for kind. And I thought, isn't that interesting? That's according to the online thesaurus. So there's something very powerful about kind. And that's what I'd said to him was, well, you know, I think that the program calls on us to be kind. And then here it says, were we thinking of what we could do for others? This book is constantly returning us to the 12th step of trying to help others. Almost every other page, it seems, no matter what step it's on, there's always bringing us back to our focus of trying to help others. It also warns us not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection. That's not the purpose here. And to me, I like to apply that to that 24/7, not just when I'm reflecting at night reviewing my day, but I don't want to get caught up in this drift or drift into worry, remorse, morbid reflection throughout my day. I need to be on guard for that. And then asking God forgiveness. And this one is like, inquire what corrective measures. This is one that I took away from Big Book Step Study that I found very valuable. And that was, corrective measures can certainly include, you know, do I have some amends to make? But my note is to keep me also, and equally important, to keep me from repeating this same behavior or action. So somebody shared that, and I made a note of it, and I've never forgotten it. So that's a corrective measure that I don't want to each night review and say, damn, I did the same thing today as yesterday. And then on awakening, the next paragraph, and this is part of my, I just adopted this as part, I just have my own set of prayers, and one of them is, to ask God to direct my thinking, especially that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. And that is followed by a promise that under these conditions, when I've divorced myself from those qualities or characteristics, we can employ our mental faculties with assurance and our thought life will be placed on a higher plane. So those are promises based on that one simple prayer. Then it goes on in the next paragraph. We may face indecision, and we ask God for inspiration, intuitive thought, or decision. The key direction here is we relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. So lately, I've always struggled with this left brain, right brain, and I keep returning, try to learn, and I think I've finally begun to have a simple thing. Left brain is cognitive, it's kind of logic, and we dwell in the past and the future with left brain. Right brain is creative, intuitive, here and now in the present moment. And so, you know, this next thing goes on to talk about our intuition. What used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. And then, of course, the word intuitive was back down on the other page that I just read, and it also talks about it, we're more and more on the plane of inspiration as we practice this. Well, when we can relax, this is why this little direction is so important. When we relax and take it easy and don't struggle, that is what helps us to be in the present moment, what helps us to get in the right brain, what helps us to access that intuition in our life. And so that has become, my understanding has grown, I've always tried to relax, take it easy, but now I have a better, more clarity about why that's so important and valuable, and how, again, Bill was so far ahead of his time, you know, his own inspiration. I mean, we didn't know about things, this neuroscience back then, but he just always seemed to have a lot of clarity about all this stuff. And then it says, and this is one of my favorite parts, that we conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be, and I make that one of my prayers. I just love that. I used that image about we can only see the headlights, you know, it's like when we're driving at night, we can only see so far ahead. And this, like, all I need to be focused on is what is my next step, not what am I going to do at 8 o'clock tonight. But, you know, I have a plan for the day, but then I just allow it to unfold by trying to see what is the next step, what is in front of me to be done. Sandy Beach said the only question we need to ask ourselves is what do I do next? And that's where that basically, I believe, that came from. What do I do next? We're careful not to make requests for ourselves, but we ask if others can be helped. So once again, it's reminding us about keeping our focus on how can we help others. And then it talks about inviting others to join us in morning meditation. What I like, though, in the middle of that page, we sometimes select and memorize a few set prayers. Somehow that's something I read and did early on. The Serenity Prayer, the Third Step Prayer, the Seventh Step Prayer, the 11th Step Prayer, which comes out of the AA 12 and 12. It's also known as the Prayer of St. Francis. And then over time, I just latched on to a few other prayers that were important, and they just became, I just memorized the whole thing. And I still recite that today, 30 years later, and that's very important. And then I have a whole separate little group of prayers that I use when I start my day that includes that one about, as I said, we ask God, please divorce me from self-pity, dishonest, self-seeking motives, some other things. And in fact, two of them, I made note, Z loves the one, but it's part of my prayer as well on 83. And the only reason I connect it to what we're doing is because it says, so we clean house with the family, asking each morning in meditation. So that's obviously part of this 11th step, that our Creator show us the way of patience, tolerance, there's kindliness again, kind and love. And then on 164 that we read here every week, ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. So I said, God, please show me today what I can do for the man who is still sick. So those are prayers that I've memorized. And then I thought about this, about helpful books, and it says it can be obtained from the priest, minister, rabbi, but I've also thought today, we didn't have the name of sponsor back then, but we can also get those suggestions from a sponsor or a respected elder in our recovery program may recommend books, you know, that might help us to grow in spirituality. And then down here at the very bottom, as we go through the day, we pause when agitated or down. And I just love some of the, I hope some of you all at least used to had come up with PWA, pause when agitated. I just love that, PWA. So that's a good one, a simple reminder. But this pause when the pause to me is very much connected with we relax and take it easy. That's what the intention of the pause, again, is to help me relax and take it easy when I'm agitated or doubtful. I've gone through that a couple of times. I shared last week, so it's, I actually did a little bit of about 5 minutes of meditative type breathing this morning because I'd gotten a little agitated again. And then it says, ask for the right thought or action. So that's what I do when I'm agitated or doubtful. I pause and then I ask for the right thought or I'm asking God. That's and remind myself that we're no longer running the show. Humbly saying, thy will be done. And here's the promise. When we do that, we are in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. So that's our payoff. That's the promise. When we do that, when we pause when agitated and ask for direction, and ask many times each day, thy will be done, we diminish those dangers. You know, I used to think, well, excitement is about, you know, going on a roller coaster ride or, you know, going to a concert with my favorite band or something. But excitement here, and I've shared this before, when I was a kid, there was this Italian family across the street, and for several years, their son and I were best friends. So I'd be over at that home a lot. And I know the father was born in Italy. I'm not sure of the mother, but probably. But I can remember when they argued, they got excited. And that's not the kind of excitement that, but that's the kind of excitement we're talking about here. So anyway, and it says we become much more efficient. And this reminded me of efficient and effective. Efficient is doing things right, but effective is doing the right thing. So they kind of go together. So again, that's part of the promise. And we don't tire so easily. We get more energy when we're doing this. And then we let God discipline. And I think that covers pretty much what I wanted to share, which is unusual because usually I talk to the very end, but I've got about a minute left, and I think that's that pretty much covers it. I love this this section, and it was fun to kind of reflect on this before. Thank you, and with that, I'm going to shut up.
Thank you.
Yeah, no more jokes.
All right. Oh yeah, I do. You don't have to listen to me, huh? Stop.